You are listening to Making Bank, where we uncover the mindset and success strategies of the top 1% so you can amplify your life and your business.
Welcome to Making Bank. I am Josh Felber, where we uncover the mindset and the success strategies of the top 1% so you can amplify your life and your business today. Super excited and honored for today's guest. Vinny Shorman has been featured in multiple times on the Joe Rogan Experience podcast, even hypnotizing Joe himself. Vinny continues to be a regular guest on the show, talking about the benefits of mind coaching and hypnosis. Are you ready to train your mind so you can feel how you want, get the results you need, and live the life you desire? We all have a past, but we can create the future we want now. The powerful techniques today's guest is sharing with you can change your unconscious mind as well as help you program yourself for success. Learn how to respect yourself, change your perspectives, and see all-around benefits in any type of competition or in life or in entrepreneurship in general. You control you, and everything else is outside of your control. Stop holding yourself back and take control of your future now. I'm excited to welcome Vinny Shorman to Making Bank.
Hi, Josh. You're okay?
Awesome. Well, excited to have you on the show today.
Thank you. Awesome intro.
This is take two.
Don't tell your listeners and your viewers what's going on. It's been a nightmare, but all good.
But we got it. That's what's important, and we're going to crush it today. So, everybody, guys, I hope you guys are get your notepads ready, get your pen and paper, all the stuff. Pay attention. Listen to what Vinny's going to be dropping for you. It's fire. It's going to help you improve right now. It's going to help you improve your life. It's going to help you improve your business and your competition, whatever you have going on. Pay attention and just be ready to be just amazing information laid out today. So just wanted to set the stage for that, Vinny.
Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate it. No, thanks for having me on. I'm highly honored. Hope that people get some information that they can find useful in their lives to make the world a better place, really. Sounds cliche, but that's very true.
Awesome. Well, tell us a little bit about how you got started with mind coaching and just helping people better themselves, whether I know it was a lot with the martial arts and Muay Thai and everything. So kind of give us a little bit of background there.
Yeah, I was always this kind of kid that, wanted to see people do well. You know, I enjoyed it. I was never really a jealous or envious person. I liked it when people did well. And since then, I was into Thai boxing. I was teaching fighters, had a few fights myself, not really to any high level of degree. Didn't really like it, to be honest. And then I just found my way through the teaching side of it, learned that the mind was more important than the physical side, really. Obviously, you got the physical attributes, obviously, you got arms and legs. Does help, but and then we just from then the mind coaching became more and more of a passion of mine, and now it's become my life, my love, and my everything, really.
Yeah, and I mean, and one of the things you hear a lot of is like, you know, it's 80% mindset, 20% physical skills, that kind of thing. And I think that's so true. I mean, just with myself being in martial arts and Krav Maga and Taekwondo, and my kids competing at a high Taekwondo level, and they're also in Muay Thai and everything as well. But I think all of that just kind of all falls back on mindset. And if you can push yourself through and get through that, one example was, I mean, when I did my black belt for my Krav Maga, I mean, we had a 6-hour test, and it was all fighting and skills. I mean, I think we had 2 5-minute quick breaks to change gear real fast, but it was fight. And you know, it's a mindset thing, because at some point you're just totally exhausted, you're worn down, you hurt everywhere, and you have to find that happy place in your head.
Yeah, it's like you said about 80% and 20% and stuff like that. I don't know who comes up with those percentages, to be fair, but I think it's 100% mindset. Because if you haven't got the wherewithal to get into do it in the first place, nothing's going to work. You know, your mind controls your body. It's not the other way around. It's all about to do with your mindset and to do with focusing on what you want to get, what you want to have, and get where you want to get to. It's all about focusing on what you want, focusing and moving the things that are in our ways. A lot of the things come from your past where you've learned behaviors, monkey see, monkey do, if you will. And we download information that's not needed, download information that's false, and we start using that as a narrative in our lives. And when it becomes a narrative, it becomes a problem because it's directing us in the wrong way. So that's what I help people do. I like a one-to-one basis as a therapist, really, a mind coach, because the different things that people go through, different lives they've had, different aspects, problems, they're all so different. So it's been such a good journey, and it's long may it continue. And you know, and various problems, I've seen some horrific things that people have gone through, and some stories of triumph that would make the toughest of hardest of hearts cry. You know, so it's a great job, and I'm very thankful for whatever power you may call it has chosen me to follow this path, and I absolutely love it.
No, that's awesome. And and you've worked with some of the highest level athletes, UFC, martial arts, as well as top entrepreneurs and everything as well. And what are kind of some of the common challenges? I mean, is it always different for everybody, or is there kind of a similar theme of what people experience that they have to break through to kind of start to see the happiness or the light or the get that massive shift in their life?
Yeah, well, the entrepreneur world I came into, just as a side note, through Zach Foldman and Chase Hero, both running The Watchers, which is a successful e-commerce company. And now they're doing Subify as well, which monetizes famous people's content and stuff like that. Great guys. Zach hired me because I did another podcast, obviously not as good as yours, a podcast where I was saying that people always contact me when things go wrong. People should contact me when things are going right, because you reinforce things and stop things going wrong. And that was Zach's in with me. I've been working with them for the last 2 years. Got nothing but love for them both and the companies that they run.
They're awesome.
Yeah, great, great guys. Big place in my heart, in my English heart. There's plenty of space for more people, I'm sure. But yeah, it's people have different things. It's always the same question, Josh. What is it that you do? What is it that people come to? What is it the blah? And it depends on who the person is. It depends on what they're after. Mainly it's anxiety, low self-confidence, or doubt, some fears and stuff like that, and other things that the narrative of the story that they're playing out in their heads, and the things that they're telling themselves. And that's the most interesting thing, is the language they speak to themselves is fascinates me. It absolutely does. And yeah, and I've heard some strange things, but people think it's the strangest thing ever, but I've heard it all. So I'm sure there's other things I haven't heard yet, but so far it's been a fantastic journey. I love it.
And I know we were talking, example, since my kids, they compete at nationals and Taekwondo and everything else. And, you know, some of the things that I know the people they've worked with in the past, you know, like, okay, cool, visualize what you're doing to the other person, how you're performing, how you're going out there and everything. And I know we were talking a little bit before, and you mentioned something, you know, about visualizing yourself after the fact. So kind of maybe dive in, because I think that can be applied to whether you're in business and you're trying to, or a sales call, or even like running a marathon to their martial arts practice and stuff.
Yeah, it's focusing on the event 15 minutes after you've won. So not the actual event. So if it's like you said, it's to do with a sale, or it's to do with owning your own business, buying that house you want, completing a fight, I don't know, going for an interview, whatever. It's always 15 minutes after. Who will you be with? What will it feel like? The emotions. The more you stoke up that, the more you put that imprint on the unconscious mind, then the more likely to do it. You always got to visualize it when you're doing it, though, seeing yourself. So actually picturing yourself, not being in it, so just looking at yourself doing it, you know, like in a movie. And the more you add, the more content you add, the more real, the more vivid, the more it was more likely to imprint on the unconscious and work. Because then what you do, you bypass the problem. So you are going to come across problems. I mean, look, no one's going to galvanize themselves against life. And let's face it, no one comes out alive anyway, do we? We're all go to the same place. However, it's the in-between. It's the in between that we want to look after. So if you're when you're getting your mindset on, you've actually already completed it, the problems that you have are going to seem minuscule, because your mind's so forced at going forward that it doesn't really look at the things that's in your way. You get that sort of more flexibility in the way you're thinking. When you get a flexibility in the way you're thinking, then you can solve problems. It's all about flexibility of thinking. It's all about thinking outside the box, or thinking around the box, or inside the box, or upside the box, whatever. It's always about just being able to exercise your thinking in a different way.
Man, I hope you guys are really loving this episode of Making Bank. Tons of amazing information. And guys, if you're a small business entrepreneur, then this is for you. Obviously, you know, running a business is challenging. You have endless to-do lists, employees to take care of, everybody wants your attention, and obviously your bottom line, your profit. So first of all, kudos to you for staying on top of it, pushing through those challenges, and just really focusing on taking care of your employees and your customers. And I want to tell you about Gusto. Gusto built an easier and more affordable way to manage payroll, benefits, and more. They've helped over hundreds of thousands of businesses, even ours. Our business as well uses Gusto with tasks like automated payroll tax, filing simple direct deposits, free health insurance administration, 401ks, and cool onboarding tools. And you just name it, they got it. Gusto made it very easy. And they really care about the small business owners, the entrepreneurs like you that they work with. Their support team is attentive and very helpful. They help get us up and running smoothly and easily. And since money can be tight right now, you'll even get 3 months free once you run your first payroll. Check out Gusto. Just go to Gusto, GUSTO.com/makingbank and start setting up your business today. You'll see what I mean when I say easy, guys. 90% of the customers that switch to Gusto say it was very easy, and 85% of the customers running payroll, it's now even easier than their previous company that they've worked with. So again, guys, I'm super excited. They're giving you 3 months free of payroll at Gusto, GUSTO.com/makingbank.
And so, you know, as we're looking at this and we're seeing ourselves the 15 minutes after, we're, you know, things that we're hearing, smells, yep, sounds, and things that are all around us. And we're seeing it kind of from a top view or a third party view.
No, just straight on or top view, whatever. The way you want to see it, mate, is exactly fine. But it's the more emotion you add, the more the feeling you add to it, the color, the sounds, the taste is olfactory, which is smell, gustatory, which is taste, right, audio, whatever. I'm trying to be posh now using long words. But it's all about making it really, really vivid. So it's making it absolutely crystal clear.
And I think that's fantastic because, I mean, we can apply that day in and day out, the things that we're doing for that. Some of the things that you've worked with, or I know you utilize a lot of magic or different kind of things like that that help people. What are maybe some of the things that people can take? Because obviously that's one thing, but they can take and apply whether it's business or fighting or fitness or whatever that may be that somebody's trying to break through or a challenge that they come in contact with. What are some of the things that you've utilized that we can apply now today?
It depends how much attention you give to a negative mindset. It depends how much attention you give it. And sometimes it's like a song, say Cha-Cha Slide, a song that comes on, people know the dance to, right? As soon as the music starts, they just start dancing to it. That's dancing, by the way. That's an English dance. English dancing. And what happens is then we dance to the song and then we get out of it, right? We get out the end of it. It's like changing the record in your mind, because what we do is sometimes we think something and then we follow the lyrics, we follow the rhythm, follow the sound, and then we end up dancing to it, and then we stop dancing to it and they say, oh, you are, yeah, I was really anxious about that. And then, boom, the song will come on again and then you'll start dancing to it. It's about trying to pulling yourself back a little bit and going, hang on a minute, no. I'm not doing that. I'm not bothering with it all. Because your mind speaks to you. And it does. It does speak. You know, unless your voice is in your head, which good luck with that. But I mean, if you're getting this sort of, you know, you started to do it, you've got to question it, because we don't question it with different language. We seem to go along with it because it's our narrative. It's our story. We think that's our story. That's how it should be. Whereas, in all honesty, the story can be changed just by you interrupting the story. You know, if you went, once upon a time, say once upon a time there were three bears. What about once upon a time there were seven bears? And then your mind will go, seven bears? It wasn't seven, there was three. Well, was there really three? Because we don't know if there's three. Do you understand? It's changing the narrative. Yeah. It's interrupting the narrative of your life. And I believe that's what people don't do. And then when they get, you know, they get businesses, they get so successful. I mean, I've got some great clients who are mega successful, as you'd say, in monetary terms. But I've seen them very unhappy. You know, some of them in tears, however, because you're just like, they're just like, they're not happy in here. They've not really sold things that are in the past. Trinkets that, you know, you can be wealthy, but you're not healthy here. If you're not solving the bullying, the kid that got bullied, or the person whose mum left, or the tragedy, or something that's happened in their lives, they still carry that narrative. So they could stand at the, like we said earlier, you could stand at the top of Mount Everest and get to the top. You've climbed all the way. You've got where you wanted to get, in the top of your pinnacle of your game, and then you just go, yeah, and walk back down again. Do you understand?
Right.
So you're chasing something, this secret of happiness, yet it's in between your ears that where you'll, if you solve that as well, then exponentially, it'll be incredible for you.
And what are, I guess, a lot of times people that have it, or, you know, we have that and we're like, oh, we're not sure that we have that. I guess, how do we bring that to the top or start to figure out, oh, man, this is something I am dealing with. And then how do I kind of work through that?
By hiring me. Well, it's true, isn't it? It's by hiring someone
for sure
that's an expert in what they do, because they've tried and tested things that work. You know, I went on the Joe Rogan Experience for the first time on my own. Joe Rogan, and Joe Rogan's quite an intimidating guy when you meet him. He's got a booming voice, and you know, I've got a very high pitched one, and I'm only 5'7". And so when I went on there, I had to take this risk. I had to go in. I had to hypnotize Joe Rogan. I had to take this risk. So, you know, and he wanted to experience that. So if you want to change things, you hire people to change it. If you want to, you know, if you want to learn to cook Thai food, you go to a Thai cookery class, or you want to learn Krav Maga, you go to you, or Muay Thai, go to Liam Harrison, or you want to do MMA, Alvarez, you want to do Subify or whatever with Zach and Chase, or whatever, you know, e-commerce with the watches, whatever. You have to go to an expert. And, you know, you're not, if you're not investing in yourself, then right, you know, don't expect anything to happen. You know, you're not.
Yep.
Well, I'm going to see. It's a generic thing. People say, "Oh, well, what do people come to you for? All sorts of different reasons." Yeah, but what is it specifically? You can't say that because you don't know. Everyone's different. What I do, you don't learn on YouTube. You can't learn it. You have to be able to sit with the person or speak with them on Skype or Zoom or whatever and find out what's going on in the head. Then there's a very high level of trust, which I'm big on. And when you get that rapport and that trust, They'll start to flow and give you answers and stuff like that, and you move things out of the way, and then things change in every single way. People, you know, I like it. What I like is seeing people first when they meet you, they're like this, sitting back, and they're like, they're looking at you, and they're very folded armed, and is he really, and can this change? And when you see people change and the things that their mind can do for them, It's incredible. The thing is about anxiety, I do apologize. The thing is about
No, you're good.
Anxiety has always a positive intent. That's what people don't understand. Mm. They go, well, anxiety, I was anxious about this. I said, yeah, because everything that's anxiety, there's either a danger or there's a risk. They are. It's anxiety is telling you about what something that's could happen. But it's like an overprotective, say, grandma. It's like a grandma saying, oh, like my grandma used to say, don't go out with your hair wet because you'll get flu. And flu is a virus. But it's because it's so overprotective, it stops you taking risks. Well, not necessarily this, but doubts. It gives doubts in your mind because it wants you to keep you safe. It wants to keep you safe. The safer you are, the longer you're going to live. So people say it's anxiety, and they get angry with their own heads, and then they rehash the thought process. It's going round and round in circles, and they go, wait a minute. If you trust it, if you be kinder to it, if you actually listen and find out and dissect the language that you're getting, it's giving you information that's massively valuable. But we can also, with techniques that I do, calm that anxiety down and get people in a better place.
No, that's fantastic. And I mean, a lot of people that are entrepreneurs, things like, you know, get anxious because either they've never owned a business before, so it's a new risk, fear, things like that. What's maybe one or two different kind of techniques to easily kind of quickly calm the anxiety, or if you're in a new situation and you're like, oh man, and you start feeling that anxiousness?
Because it depends. This is the thing. It's what do you get anxious about? I mean, some people get anxious about, you know, a business. Some people might think it's they're getting anxious about business, but they're getting anxious about something that's echoing from the past. They're still playing out a narrative. So if someone says, sure, I'm going to do really well, I'm going to be a businessman, I'm going to move myself forward, I'm going to be a champion, yet they've still got people in first grade or whatever, I don't know how you call it in America, it's different in England, and they've still got this bully in the mind of when they was told they couldn't do it. They have these imprints in the mind, little voices in the heads or little stories in the head that denotes that they can't do it or denotes that they won't be able to do it. So, and they believe that, so it can hold them back. What I suggest is what's very, very powerful is to understand that all of us who are in the world right now have come from a DNA, a gene pool that's been survivors, 100%. We're just survivors. We're survivors of wars, right, famines and stuff like that. So it's in your genetics. It's in your willpower. We have willpower. We wouldn't walk if people say, oh, I've got no willpower. Well, you learn to walk when you fell over and didn't know what walking was. You looked at giants, which were people. They talked a language you couldn't understand. You didn't have any way of protecting yourself, but you still didn't give in to fear because that's what you wanted to do. So you have an innate will. And I have certain ways of bringing that out and bringing the best out of people, but it's all down to do with the individual. That's why my job is so different. There are some techniques on my website called The Shulman Solution, which is where people can access and go there and just, there's over 60 videos, there's hypnosis downloads and stuff like that, and to see if it suits you. If it doesn't suit you, get in contact with me and we'll do that. But what I want to say is to you, I'll give you a one-to-one and you can tell me, and then you'll understand then how it's a specific for the person instead of a whole generic thing, you know?
For sure. So, yeah, I mean, it sounds then custom tailoring it to each individual, you know, to what they are. So if somebody was anxious whenever they would go up to speak on stage, that would be slightly different than, you know, if somebody got anxious every time they saw, a certain type of person.
Yes, sir. Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. And that's why the job's so, it's so personal. It's a very personal thing with my work. And, and then when people tell you what's going on, you find their story and you change the it's never too late to have a happy childhood, as they say. So, and that's what we do. We change it.
Awesome. Well, we just got a couple minutes left. What's one thing you're like, oh man, I was hoping Josh was going to ask me this, but he didn't, but I really want to share it with everybody and get it out there today.
My thing is find your own Goggins. So I like David Goggins. He don't smile very much, but, he doesn't. But I mean, he's a very serious guy and he's fantastic at what he does. Everyone's got their own Goggins. Somewhere along the line, you have someone who you look up to, someone that survived something, someone that's not out of reach so much as David Goggins. You know, he's very famous and his books and stuff like that. But it's like, find your own Goggins. You must have someone in your family, someone you look up to, like yourself, or, you know, or someone around you. Because I've got a friend, Karen, who's just survived cancer and gone through all this COVID stuff and not complained one little bit, not even once. And for me to be working with someone like that, who's just been an absolute pillar of strength and just how you should be, there are lots of David Goggins around. So not all superheroes wear capes. So find someone in your family, right, who you look up to, could be your grandma, anyone, and just see that there is all sorts of miraculous things going on in the world where people are just beating the odds and doing incredibly well. It's just that we tend not to see it because we look at people on Instagram or this person or that person, this grand sort of person, when really there's people, like they say, I wouldn't say, but average Joe on the street who are just battling something and beating it every time. And I think there's so much heroism around us, we just don't look for it. But when you look for it, you'll find it.
Awesome. And where's the best place for people to grab more information? I know you said you had a whole video series on your website and everything.
Yeah, that's called The Shulman Solution. It's a series of videos. I add content to that all the time. You can get me at vinnyshoreman.com, and you can get me on Instagram. And yeah, and I answer everybody. You know, anybody got any questions, I'll answer them. But yeah, thank you for having me on. And I want you to have a one-to-one with me so you'll know about what it's all about and how I work.
Yeah.
So, because I'd love to say, there's this, everyone do this, sit back and breathe and boom. But no, everyone is different. So, but yeah, you're more than welcome to have that. But yeah, thank you for having me on. I'm very, very honored. And I'm sorry for the mishaps of the...
It's all good. Tech. It's just tech. So I've come to learn that over the years, that whether it's this end or that end, or it just happens. So, you know, it's I appreciate you coming on the show. Guys, I hope you guys are really paying attention to what Vinny was talking about today, dropping some amazing insights that you guys can take and utilize right now today, whether it's in your business, in your personal life. Anything's to help you level up what you're doing, be the better you, and just continue to crush it in your life overall. So, Vinny, thank you again for coming on Make You Bank, and honor to have you on the show
today.
Thank you
for listening. I really appreciate it. Thanks a lot. I'm honored.
I am Josh Felbert. You are watching Making Bank. Get out and be extraordinary.
Thank you for listening to Making Bank. If you have enjoyed this episode, please leave a review. And sharing is caring. Follow Josh Felber on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram for more. You can also listen to Making Bank on Amazon Alexa, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and watch on Apple TV, Success Thinkers Network, Amazon Fire, and YouTube.